So today is, I think, June 26th, right? 2019. And we're going to do again, like I said, lesson number 56. It's called Bending the Abdomen with Swinging the Legs, Catching Flies. So we always start a lesson on your back with your legs long. Your arms are down by your side. And this is when you start to dial yourself in to become aware of yourself, right? So I will give you ways, thoughts, and direction of how to be aware of yourself. So to be aware of, to begin with, how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your pelvis is resting on the floor. I haven't brought up those 4 points in a long time, but we've put points or dots there, one dot for each shoulder blade, one dot for each buttock cheek. How are they lined up? How do you sense them on the floor? I'm just realizing who you are. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh, it was so great for you to reach out to me. Well, it's great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Jay came a long way to come to class, right?
And this is my daughter, Alice. She came with me.
Hi, Alice. Are you still in?
Yeah.
In bank? Is it right?
Shanghai.
Yeah. Shanghai, right? That's something, isn't it? Oh. Jay and I've been conversing for some years now. Okay, so from those 2 points behind your shoulder blades and pelvis, in the center is your spine, and sensing how you observe and feel your spine today. Again, what you can think about is how much contact your spine makes, if there's any areas or places that there's a sense of tension or dis-ease. Tightness. And then underneath those shoulder blades to the sides of your spine, and this is what we worked with for the last 2 weeks, are your lungs. And the lungs are actually quite big. They go from the top of your shoulder blades all the way down, let's say close to where the waistline is. So again, you can create in your mind, in your thought, these concepts that I'm talking about so that you create a sense of where are your lungs, how they're situated, how you feel the shoulder blades, how then you sense in the center your spine, then how do you sense your pelvis, and then how do you sense your legs lying on the floor and your arms lying on the floor. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left and observe the quality of rolling your head to each side. And again, is there any sense of tension? Do you roll your head smoother to one side compared to the other? Great. Okay, so you're going to come up to I'm going to call it sitting position. So your legs will stay long, and you're going to lean on your forearms. So that's from your elbow to your hands. Okay? So your legs are long, and you're going to lean on your forearms like this, your palms down. Okay? And from here, you're going to bend your knees and bring your knees up towards you and then back down. You're just going to feel what you do in your spine, your pelvis. How close do your knees come up to your chest, your shoulders? That's it. Excellent. Okay, now from here, you're going to bring, like we did, I think last week, the soles of your feet together, interlacing your hands behind your head, and you're going to fold yourself forward. And you're going to feel how comfortable or lack of comfort, how close do the elbows come to the legs, how do you round forward? So the other movement was taking your legs and pelvis closer to the upper body. This movement, you're taking your upper body closer to the legs. Excellent. And then lie on your back and rest. And then from here, you're going to bend both of your knees, bring both of your feet to standing. You're going to keep your left leg standing, but you're going to bring your right leg towards the ceiling. So it means the right foot is towards the ceiling. Excellent. And your knee can be soft, so there's no need to have it straight. And from here, you're going to start to bend that right knee as if to bring it down towards the shoulder. So again, think about that now the knee is approaching the upper body, right? And then you straighten it back up to the ceiling and you do that again. And you feel, what are you doing in the right hip? What do you do in your back? That's it. So again, not lowering. Some of you are just lowering the lower leg. Think of your knee, your right knee coming in the direction of your right shoulder. That's better. Right? So in a sense, the foot, your right foot stays towards the ceiling, right? So it's the knee coming towards the shoulder, the upper body. Good. Now keep the right leg up there. Pause for a moment. And you're going to imagine now your fly. So we got a little fly that's zipping around, buzzing around, and he's going to land on your right big toe. Okay? And you're going to bring your right arm to try to catch and swat that fly on your right big toe. So you lift your head and your arm and shoulder to swat at the fly off your big toe. And I use the word swat, right? Right? Because that, what does that mean when you would swing at something, swat something, right? It means it's kind of a quicker movement. Right? This is not a delicate movement going after the fly. You know, he landed on your big toe and he's irritating you. You want to brush him off. That's nice, Marlene. That's it. You want to get him rid of him. So how do you lift your head and your upper body? That's it. Nice. Okay, let that go. Let's go back to your knee. Your knee coming back towards your shoulder. Keep the right leg up. Bring the knee to the shoulder and just see if that's a little softer. So again, think right knee, shoulder. Not just bending. So some of you are bending your leg out to the side. So your right knee, you're doing great, is coming towards your right shoulder. All right, that's not just bending it, but it's, that's it. And just for some of you, really examine that distance. It's a big distance for some of you, which means the hips are tight. Okay, now you can rest it.
Are you supposed to keep your buttocks on the ground at all times?
No. So rest. So rest your legs, legs long, arms long. So this nice lady asked, are you to keep your buttocks on the ground at all times? And so the answer is no. So if I don't provide for you what we would call, that would be a, like a constraint. So if I don't provide a constraint, there isn't a constraint. So usually I will tell you. So when your leg is up in the air, part of your butt cheek will come off the floor. Does that make sense? Okay. It's a great question though. Thank you for asking it. So how's the right leg now compared to the left?
Tired.
Okay. Let's bend the legs. Let's keep the right standing. Let's try the left. So first of all, bring the left leg up. So the first movement, right, is to direct the left knee towards the shoulder. Right? And so it may really surprise some of you how tight things are, right? Thinking, oh, I thought I could come closer. And then you're also examining for yourself, how does this hip, this leg behave, right? Can this knee come closer than when you did this on the right side? Or is it tighter? Right? And that's fine. Some of you want to go back and try the right leg to see, to remember. You can do that. Compare and contrast. So how do you let the left knee come to the left shoulder? That's it. Good. And now keep the left leg up. And now our little friendly fly is back again. As soon as your leg is up, he comes into wanting to land on that big toe. And so with the left hand and your head, right, you're going to swat him. You're going to get rid of him. As soon as he lands there, he starts tickling and irritating your toe, right? So you're going to just swat at him to get rid of him. So how do you go about doing that? Nice. Okay, go back to now bringing that knee into the chest, that left knee towards your left shoulder. See if that's a little softer, and then we'll take a break again. Right, so I know I said that there wasn't really exercise in this, but it's hard swatting a fly. Right? It's a lot of work because you're lifting your whole upper back. Okay, let it go, and let's rest with your legs long. It takes me back to my childhood. So weird. How that word swatting. So I remember growing up and going to see my grandparents in Pueblo, and you know, so you didn't have air conditioning back then, right? And so the big thing was to be able to have screen doors. So the flies wouldn't come in. But occasionally, some would get in, right? So, now, most of you are, I think, old enough to know what a fly swatter is. But some of you won't know what a fly swatter is, right? The plastic little, yeah, right? So that was one of the duties that my grandfather gave me, is I would sit in the kitchen on this stool looking for the flies so I could swat and kill him, right? While he was making coffee in the morning. He and I were the early risers up doing this at very early in the morning. Yeah, so having a screen doors was really a big deal, right? Because then you could like let cool air in from the night, but you didn't want the flies in. Okay. Let's bend your legs again. Let's bring the right leg towards the ceiling again. Okay, so the right leg's up and we got our fly. He's gonna come again, but this time you're gonna use your left hand with the right foot. So it creates a diagonal. So you're gonna swat him. So again, I really would like you to think swatting, right? So it's a quick, that's it. Like you're gonna swat, right? It's not a delicate movement, it's quick and fast. And how you get him off that your toe. He's bugging you, and then he comes back. And flies do that. Right? They do, right? They find something that they smell or something, right? And they come back, or bees do the same thing. So it's annoying. So you want to get rid of them. You want to shoo them out of there with your... Nice, Corinne. That was nice. Get rid of them. That's right. She's mixing it up. She's sometimes coming from the right, sometimes coming from the left. How are you going to get this fly to stop bothering you, right? That's it. Beautiful. Okay. Keep that right leg up. Can you keep it up for a little longer? And then bring the right knee to the chest again. Ah! Just soften it down into your chest. Nice. Now keeping the right leg up a little longer if you can. Let's try alternating. So let's just see, because he's so irritating. He comes back and let's see if you can swat him once with the right hand and then once with the left hand. Right? You're gonna do whatever you can to get him to stop annoying you. Nice deal, that's nice, right? That's it, Corinne, nice. Right, some of you are like a really, that's it. So how do you bend that rib cage and lift your head? So some of you are keeping your head, pay attention, back. So it feels really hard, like really lift your head, really bring yourself forward. Get rid of that fly. Get rid of them. Okay, rest on your backs. Oh, this was a lot of work, right? It is a lot of work getting rid of those flies. And you know, it's hard killing them. They're sneaky little critters, you know? I mean, it was kind of like a fun thing for me to do so early in the morning. I'd spot them and I'd like move over really quiet and I'd have the fly swatter. You go to get them and they move. You know, and it like took multiple times to kill one of those flies. That's it, just rest. Okay, let's bend your legs again. We'll keep the right leg standing. You know where we're going with this, so bring the left leg up. So you're gonna first swat with your right hand, the diagonal, right? And again, you're really lifting your whole upper body. It's you know, to get rid of that guy. He just continues to come back. That's what they do. They circle around and land right again. That's it. And then now weave in, alternating. So once with the right hand, once with the left, right? So you're going to outsmart them, right? You're going to get rid of them by coming at them from one side and then the other so that he just, but he still comes back. Really swat at them. So it's a quick, right, movement of really lifting the whole upper body and getting them out of there. Beautiful. Okay, let's take another rest. Right, so some of the things that you remember, I'm just remembering how important screen doors were. Right, and just how lucky we are to have like air conditioning. I remember it was so hot in the summer. It wouldn't cool down until like midnight, I remember. You know, it was like I would lay there just barely having a sheet on top of you because you're like sweating, right? Waiting for the cool air. So now let's go to bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And And let's go back to the earlier movement of just bringing your right knee up into your chest towards your right shoulder. And then the foot will be more towards the ceiling. And just see how that is. Just how can you bring the knee towards your shoulder and away? That's it. And then add a little bit of swinging to it. So you like think of swinging the knee towards your chest and then swinging the leg away from you, like it would go down to back to standing. So think of swinging. And you can actually bring it back to standing, so no longer to the ceiling. Just swing the leg back to stand and then swing it up to your knee. That's it, Marlene. So bring it back to standing. And you can let it make sound when it hits the floor. That's it. And really let it hit the floor. Not so delicate. That's it. That's it. Good. Nice. Good. Pause with the right leg. Keep it standing. Go to the left. Swing it up to your chest and bring it back to the floor. Let it make noise. So some of you are being really delicate. Let it make noise, right? You're swinging it. Just let it drop. Yeah. That's it. Now swing both legs. So bring both knees up and let the feet come down. Yeah. And you're really working towards the knees coming to the shoulders. So the pelvis can come up, right? There's nothing delicate here. You're just swinging them and dropping them. Good. Okay. Let it go. Rest. So each time that we come to the rest is a time for you to notice and witness what's changed, what's different, how you're sensing yourself on the floor, how's your breathing. Okay, so we're going to come back up to sitting now. You're going to lean on your forearms again. So back to our very first position, okay? And then let's bend your knees, and let's start with the right knee, of bringing the right knee up and just letting it drop, right? And now how close is it coming to the right shoulder?
Closer.
Right? Okay, left knee. Right, just easy breezy. Bend both legs. How close can you bring those knees to the shoulders? And just drop them. That's it, lighter, right? So the lightness is you not controlling it so much. Right, you just bring them up and just, they drop. Just let them come up. Nice, Corinne. That was nice. Good. Excellent. Now, keeping your legs standing, you're going to come up, hands behind your head, and you're going to fold forward. And you're going to see if your elbows can sink closer to the floor. And see if your elbows can start to touch. So you can alternate touching one elbow, the other elbow, so you turn your rib cage. You're folding. Remember, I said this is a lot of folding. And then can you eventually let both elbows touch? Lengthening out your back. Now, here's the tricky part. I know. This is now we're getting to the climax. So you're hanging out here, and can you... And if you want, like I'm going to do this, let's do this to start with. You can get your elbows down Keep your elbows down and your hands down. And can you, that's hard, but at least keep the hands down and lift the legs. Bring the knees up to the shoulders. I just told you this was the hardest part. I disclosed. Right? Oh my God, right? Lift up your legs. It's like a frog. Ribbit. So first, if you can keep your hands down, and then try the hands and the elbows staying down, lifting up the legs. I know, right? Excellent. Okay, rest on your backs again.
How do you do that? Push off from your arms? I don't know.
No, she didn't push it.
No, she did.
You did. Ribbit!
Did you kind of push off from her? No. Yeah, see, I can do it up here.
Okay, go rest on your back. I told you that was the hardest.
That's weird.
The hardest moment. I shouldn't have started off saying that these lessons are easy, and right? Because it feels this is an active lesson. Okay, let's come back to leaning on your forearms. We'll start with your legs standing. Okay, let's start with the left leg this time. So you're going to take it up towards the ceiling, and you're going to bring the left knee down towards the left shoulder. All right, so you just keep thinking that left knee and left shoulder get closer and closer. So what happens in the ribs on the backside? Your pelvis. Right, you're rounding. On the front side, your chest is folding. Place the left foot down, and the same with the right. That's it. How can you just let that knee? Beautiful. And then both legs, right? So this will make the frog movement easier. Just let both knees to come to your shoulders. Just drop them down, round in the pelvis and back. You're lengthening out your back. Excellent. Come back up, legs standing. Fold yourself forward, getting those elbows down, getting those hands down. Coming back to, can you lift the legs? There you go. That's it. So even you can try walking your hands a little closer to you, and if you want to do one leg, the other leg, both legs. One leg, right leg, left leg, both legs. Fold back down again. Get the elbows to touch. Beautiful. Breathe. Lengthen it out. Okay, and rest on your back. So it's a lot about two in your back. Rest on your backs. Oh!
I'm really sore from that day's session.
Are you? Rest. Who knew catching flies was so much work? So what's really lovely about this lesson, right, there's so many different things to target, you know, and often we think of ways to create improvement as like against stretching and so I said, you know, we don't stretch in here. But so this lesson is really targets, and it's something that we don't talk a lot about, is what is called parasitic effort. So what parasitic effort is it's effort that you're doing that you're not even aware of. And that is the effort that creates the greatest tightness in us, right? Because it means that you're doing this effort like non-thinking wise, right? It's just things are, there's effort and tension basically for no reason. And when that becomes chronic, that's when things get really tight and stiff chronically over time. And so this lesson is really targeting that, of letting go of that. And part of that is doing these movements rapidly, freely, without a lot of, you know, thought and control over the movements. So when you can allow to let go of parasitic effort, there's more freedom. That gives you some thought about that. This. Does that make sense? Steele, does that make sense? Yeah? Another way, a great way to examine parasitic effort is at night when you go to bed and you lay your head down on the pillow. And I'd like you all to try this tonight. And then you ask yourself, am I really giving the entire weight of my head to the pillow? And the answer probably for most of you will be no. You'll go, oh, I could let go a little bit more. I didn't even know I wasn't letting my entire, the weight of my head really be on the pillow. So again, that's what this parasitic effort is. So it's a deep, deep level of unconscious holding. Okay, so bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and we're gonna bring the right leg back up to the ceiling. The knee is soft. And guess what? Our little fly returned. He likes the smell of the big toe. So he's back on the big toe. And so you're gonna go back with your right hand and your head and you're gonna swat him. And let's do a few times with the right hand, a few times with the left. Right, then you can alternate them. You can even try both arms. What if you go after them with both arms, which is hard? That's the hardest one. It's easier to do one hand, right? So you keep your leg up there and you're swatting them, right? Remember, swat, you want to get rid of them. And if you maybe hit them hard enough, you might send them to the floor, right? Which way do you like swatting the best? That's it. Some of you are getting really nice and clever with your hands and fingers. The fingers are getting involved, right? Knocking that fly off your foot, the big toe. Beautiful. Okay, let it go. Let's rest again. Right, or like other forms of places that parasitic effort shows up is like even just like going to a movie or watching a movie or something at home, like something that's scary or whatever, and you don't even...
Patrons, will the owner of a light blue Toyota Cruise please come to the front desk? Again, a light blue Toyota Cruise. Thank you.
Oh, sorry about that. That rarely happens. So like if you're watching something scary or something that like you might start holding your breath or clenching your jaw, and again, you don't even recognize it, right? So there's all these different places where parasitic effort starts to show up, and it's when we maintain it and it becomes chronic that it becomes unhealthy. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet up, bring the left leg up. And he's still alive. He's coming back for more. So you're gonna go after him, first with the left hand, then the right. You alternate, you try all kinds of different ways. You try using your hands different ways of swatting. Some of you are just doing an extraordinary job. You're really getting into it. That's the idea. How do you lift that upper body? How do you bring that upper body up to swat this fly? Your head comes up, your shoulders come up.
How do you not use your upper body? When this muscle gets tired.
Get rid of them. That's it. Okay, let's take another break. Rest. Okay, so from here, you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet first to standing, and then you're going to use your hands to help under your pelvis. So you're now going to bring both of those knees up towards your shoulders, right? And you're going to use your hands to kind of lift your butt so that your knees can come up closer to your shoulders and maybe the feet start to touch above your head. So again, back to some swinging. Beautiful. Swing your legs over you. Lift the butt up in the air. See if the feet can touch the floor above your head. Nice deal. See if you can let the knees soften to dangle towards your shoulders. So you can, again, use your hands to hold your pelvis up in the air. And then can you start to bring those knees, beautiful Corinne, closer and closer to your shoulders? Yeah. Looky there. Some of you thought I was nuts that your knees could touch your shoulders. And they can. So if you just, again, think of this parasitic effort. Let it go. And the glutes, the hips, the butt, let those knees dangle and touch. The knees can be spread apart. Some of you have the knees together. That's no good because they got to be apart. Your head's got to be in between. Right? And you use your hands to hold your pelvis up. Way up in the air. So your butt is towards the ceiling. If you ever wanted to get a sunburn on your butt, this would be how to do it. Little humor's good, right? Hey, my cheeks need some sun. And then dangle the knees, right? Alternate. Try to take one knee down to one shoulder. So dangle like bicycle, right? Like what we did in the beginning. Beautiful, Jay. Bring those knees towards the shoulders. Right, get them closer. Let the back, so this is all about the lower back, those ribs, the glutes, the hamstrings, letting that all open up. Right, so some of us can be, this will be funny too, kind of have a tight ass, right? So those knees don't get to the shoulders. There, just play with it a little bit longer. Just really let this open up. Big, big stretch. So still, can you at least get, yeah, now hold your hands there. Yeah, there. And then widen your legs a little bit. Yeah, there you go. And then soften these feet. Yeah, let those feet just.
As soft as they go.
Yeah, oh, they're doing good. Great, that's it. The toes can even touch. Can you touch the floor now above your head, right? Let the toes touch. Oh my goodness, you probably never thought you could do that, right? Okay, come out of it and rest. Yes, with the last 2 weeks, like I said, more quiet lessons with the gluing of the lungs, I felt like we'll do something vibrant and active. Okay, we'll just try a couple more things. Let's come back up to sitting again. Okay, hands behind your head, legs spread, drop in front. Is it easier to get those elbows down now? Hands down. Do your best. Lift the legs. There we go. Better. Hey, some of you guys couldn't do this at all. So place your hands down. Steele, see if you can put your hands down. Then just let the legs come up. Beautiful, Jay. That's it. Look at that. That is a huge improvement. That's it. Okay. Back to leaning on the forearms. Let's swing the legs. Land the legs. Can those knees almost touch? Now, the shoulders, they get very close. Beautiful. Nice. Excellent. Okay, let it go and rest on your backs. Really take a nice rest. It's hard work now, killing those flies, catching those flies. So first, just notice your breath and your breathing, right? So like in the background, there's a lot of breath work here, right? A lot of expansion of your lungs. You're feeling it on the back side as well as the front side. Back to the last 2 weeks that we did lessons. For those of you that were here. And then noticing, how are the shoulder blades now resting on the floor? How's your spine resting? Your pelvis? What has softened? What has let go? How do your glute cheeks feel now in your back, right? Where there was like a lot of maybe holding and tension. And again, maybe asking yourself, you know, where do you have this parasitic effort? You know, where do you feel things really let go today? And that you could continue to let go maybe even more. You know, so sometimes when we do movements like in this lesson that are quick and rapid where you can't think so much, they're not so controlled, again, you can let go of the parasitic effort. There can be a really beautiful release. Sometimes people, when they do this work, or think everything has to be slow and delicate, and right, we get into some like mindsets. Or another one is often people feel, especially in private sessions when they come to work with me, they get afraid to get up off the table. They like how well they feel, right? And then it's, how do you take how you feel right now into the rest of your life? That's the important part. You know, and it's like everything, it's going to come and go. And that's, you know, it's bringing this new place, this fresh place into your world. How you're breathing, how you're feeling, taking it into your day. So roll your head a little bit to the left and right and see how that feels. And then taking your time, roll to a side, come up to sitting, standing, see how you feel in sitting and standing, mainly standing from this lesson.